أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. Special peace and salutations be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his progeny, his companions, according to his immense dignity and status. If we can recall our viewers, Assalamu alaikum once again. We are pleased to be with you in this blessed program, where we do make an insight and focus on the glorious revelation, which is the Holy Quran. This particular book, which was revealed to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a book that serves that was brought under the seal of prophethood and apostleship. That's the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We always look at the verses so that we can look at the interpretations and deduce some lessons that are beneath that particular injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we were able to stop at afatatma'una an yu'minu lakum wa qad kana fariqun minhum yasma'una kalam Allah thumma yuharrifunahu min ba'di ma aqaluhu wa hum ya'lamun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you then hope that they will believe in you? Allah is asking, do you then hope that they will believe in you? And a party from among them indeed used to hear the word of Allah and thereafter alter it, make an alteration of that particular statement after they had understood it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is unveiling one of the conspiracies of the people of the book by altering their books, whereby they make either omissions and commissions inside those particular books. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you expect or do you hope that they will believe in you? After that, after all, they are always altering, they are always changing the injunctions, the instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suit their whims and caprices. This is something very, very grievous offense in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because even in our day-to-day activities, if somebody can go and tamper with official records, whereby to add something or to reduce something or to alter it in total, definitely is a sign of mistrust, and that sign of mistrust is going to create a lot of problems both here and hereafter, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that he always give commandments and he always instructs that we should return all acts of trust to those that are party to that particular trust. Allah ya'murukum an tu'addul amanati ila ahliha. So in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that you don't even hope that they will believe in you. After all, they always alter the commandments and instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And after they knew it, it's not out of sheer ignorance. No, they knew it. That's why even the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they rejected his message. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. When what they, after knowing or getting what they knew has come unto them, then they ultimately rejected the faith. Here, before the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, some of the scholars of both Jews and the Christian faith, they were there, especially the Jews, whereby we have seen how tribes like Banu Quraiza, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, they always live within the suburb of Medina. They were waiting so that they can accept the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then at the end of the day, after he comes, they rejected the faith because of sheer envy that the seal of prophethood appears not to be a Jew, but rather as an Arab man. So out of this jealousy and this envy, this is what created a barrier between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. They used to say, when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. And when they are alone with another, they said the opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they used to say, do you talk to them of what Allah has disclosed to you, that they may contend, they may argue with you? Afala taqilun, will you not use with your psyche, will you not use with your reasoning faculty to, by knowing how to interrelate with them? So in this particular verse, they used to operate on what is called double standard. When they meet with the believers, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we have seen at the beginning of this chapter, وَذَلَكُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. If they meet with them, they say, ah, we are your brothers, we are brothers in faith, we are always with you. But evidently and hiddenly, therefore that's what they used to utter. But وَإِذَا قَلُوا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. But when they turn to their devils, their friends, that are very devilish in terms of what they have in their minds, and in their minds about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they tell them, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We are only making a mockery. We are making mockery of their actions. But in the real sense, we are not together with them. اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي لُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, we are going to pay them in their own coins. Based on what they did in terms of mockery, what they did in terms of rejecting the faith, therefore they are going to be paid in their own coins. And here, always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to pay his servants or reward them in accordance with what they did. It's just like if you are having a farm, if you happen to plant maize, you shouldn't expect during the harvest you are going to harvest rice or wheat. No, it is the seed that you have sown, you planted, that ultimately at the end of the day you are going to harvest. So same thing applies here. Whoever sow the seed of disbelief, the seed of transgression, then definitely that particular person is going to test the painful torment or the painful chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those that have sown the seed of obedience, seed of submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his injunctions, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them, will give them the rewards in multitudes, and ultimately admit them to the glorious garden, as he has rightly said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Did they not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what is manifest and what is hidden about their affairs? It is obvious that you can perform two-faced or double standard to a person, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knew whatever transpired here on the terrestrial kingdom and there in the heavens in the celestial kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an absolute knowledge of what transpired. Therefore, nothing will become, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not become heedless on whatever is happening. Therefore, Allah says, he knew what is hidden and he knew what is apparent. So, minkum man asarra al-qawla wa man jahara bih wa man huwa mustakhfin bil-layli wa saribun bin-nahar. It is same thing, whether something has happened during the daytime or during the night time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew it. And he is the one who is having the sole knowledge, the knowledge that is absolute. Anybody who is having a certain portion of knowledge, his knowledge is limited to a given spectrum or to a given portion. But that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute. It has encompasses everything, all and sundry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew it. That's why Allah says, Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows and you definitely don't know. If we take an instance, if a woman, for example, the woman is pregnant, if you take her to an expert in ONG, which is obstetrics and gynecology, and you take her there for him to make some assessments, for him to scan about what the status of the fetus and what have you. After that, he can even tell you that the sex of the baby is either male or female. Yes, he knew just a portion, a pinch, about that particular baby. But at the end of the day, if you are to ask him, this particular baby is going to spend how many years? What will be the lifespan of this particular baby? Definitely the doctor doesn't know. Is he going to be among the companions or custodians of the glorious garden? Or is he going to be among the dwellers of hellfire? He don't know. So if you keep on asking him intricate questions, a nitty-gritty about this particular baby, definitely he don't know. So ultimately you conclude that based on what he knew and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew about the baby, is as if he don't know everything about the baby. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Awala ya'lamuna anna Allah ya'lamu ma yusirruna ma yulinun. Wa minhum ummiyuna la ya'lamuna al-kitaba illa amani. Among them, there are people of three categories. These three categories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ. There are those that are illiterate. They cannot read nor write. That is an act of illiteracy. In fact, during this time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in Mecca, before he migrated to Medina, those that can read and write in the whole Mecca, there were only 17 in number, those that can read and write. So obviously the majority of the populace, they are illiterates. They cannot read nor write. Wa minhum ummiyuna la ya'lamuna al-kitaba. They don't know any book. They don't have any gospel, any revealed book to them. They don't have it. They only operate on what? Illa amaniya. They only operate on lies and conjectures. That is what they operate on. They just assume things that doesn't have basis. Whenever you want to justify an issue or you want to justify an idea, that particular justification must be a valid justification from a reliable source, from something that is very objective, very rational, but they don't have any literature. They don't have any narrative that they can put forward and suppose their claim. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِي وَمِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. They only operate on lies. They only operate on conjectures, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. Whenever you operate on issue of conjectures, definitely that one will not yield any fruitful outcome or any fruitful result, but one will be performing or will be wandering in terms of perpetual perdition, whereby without getting anything worthwhile to be shown, that is an act of faith in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has deprived himself of this glorious favor. Because anything that one has assessed, if in your in the whole activities one is bereft of faith, then obviously there is no covenant in the hereafter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, kullukum yadkhuluna aljannata illa man aba. Qalu wa man ya'ba ya rasulullah ala man asani man ma da'ani dakhala aljanna wa man asani faqad aba. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, all of you, the entire generation, you will be admitted into the glorious garden. You will be admitted into the Jannah. Then, except those that says they don't want it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, he was asked, how can somebody reject being part of dwellers of the Jannah, of the glorious garden? He says, this is it. Man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah. He who obeys me, definitely he has make himself fit and eligible to be in the Jannah, which is the glorious garden. Wa man asani, and he who disobeys me, or he who rejects the faith, definitely he has removed himself out of the Jannah, out of the glorious garden. Man asani, wa man asani, faqad aba. And anyone who rejected the faith, then obviously he has said that he doesn't want to be part of the glorious garden. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here about this category of people. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are people that always temper with the genuineness of our revealed books. Indeed, war is on them. That is the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby woe to those who write the books with their own hands, and thereafter say, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they may take it for a small price. Therefore, woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn. Here, they have exchanged a small portion, a very negligible, insignificant portion of what they got in exchange for Allah's favor and Allah's felicity. They have sacrificed their faith, they have sacrificed their good deeds in exchange for something that is very insignificant. Because if whatever you are given here in the earth, on the earth surface, ultimately one of these two things must